Bible, or if you want to follow along, we're in Acts chapter 3. I'm going to begin reading at verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. That would be 3 p.m. You know, men and women of God are known by their prayer life. Amen. And Peter and John are going to the temple at the hour of prayer. And a certain lame man was from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Oops. Hang on. There we go. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked of alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes on him with John, said, "Look on us." I tell you what, when the world is going through problems, all you got to say is, "Look right here, I have the answer." It's not that I have a degree, it's not that I have some higher education, it's not that I have money, I have the answer, and the answer is still Jesus, amen? And so they said, "Look on us." And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. Now, I have heard this sermon preached by many different preachers, and I do like to glean from them. And one of the things that I heard, which I tend to agree with, is that when healing virtue comes, it comes via two things, along with Jesus, of course. One is the faith of the individual who is going to pray for them. And Peter and John have hung around Jesus. They saw what Jesus did. They knew what Jesus could do. They have seen the resurrected Christ. They've seen him ascend to heaven. And he has given them his authority, and they believe it. Amen? I think some of the problem with us at the church, and I say us, is that times we forget to believe that God has given us the power in and through and by the name of Jesus. We don't act like we believe it sometimes. But Peter and John believed it. So the first element is their faith. And they said, "Look on us," because they knew they had the answer. Now, he's thinking they're going to give him money. He's giving heed to them, expecting to receive something. But it doesn't necessarily mean that his faith at this point is at the same level as theirs. But then Peter speaks what he speaks. Amen? You have to preach Jesus. You can't just think him. And Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give to thee in the name." In what? I said, in what? "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Now, here's the second element. This dude, this man who's carried to the gate Beautiful, undoubtedly, living in and around Jerusalem, was not ignorant of the events that have happened. Undoubtedly, he heard of Jesus. Undoubtedly, he knew the reputation that Jesus heals, that Jesus can restore blind eyes and lame legs, and yet he never got the chance to see Jesus. And maybe at this point, he's written off the hope and expectation that Jesus would come around, because now he's been crucified. And so all he can do is go back to begging for a few coins to get through his meager existence. And then Peter begins to invoke that name. Excuse me. And I believe at this point, his faith also rose to receive. Amen. He heard that name, the name of Jesus. And at that point, Peter took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping, stood up, walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, we've all been healed of a disease called sin. And sometimes we get so complacent in our walk with the Lord, I kind of think it'd be kind of fun if next Sunday we all came into the church walking and leaping and praising God because Jesus has healed us of an infirmity called sin, and I'm saved this morning by that name. Praise the Lord. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew it was he who had set for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, you know he's loving these guys. I mean, he knows Jesus healed him, but these were the vehicles. You know, I've done ministry for a number of years, and I've had people just love me when they got saved under my ministry. And I tell them, I'm just a man like you, you know, worship the Lord. But it's just natural. You know, I remember my first pastor when I got saved. That guy was a saint, you know. He was the man of God. And it's just kind of natural for you to have a great love and affection for the vehicle God uses. And so he's holding on to Peter and John. And all the people ran together into them in the porch that is called Solomon, greatly wondering. So, because he's holding on to them, and he's dancing and laughing and giggling, they're all looking at Peter and John. And when Peter saw it meaning that they were all looking to them, he answered and he said to the people, "You men of Israel, why marvel at this, or why look on us earnestly as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his son, Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. And you denied the Holy One and the Just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you. And you killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, where we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." I said, his name, through faith in his name, has made this man whole. Let me say that again. His name, through faith in his name, has made this man whole. His name, through faith in his name, has made this man whole. And you know what? You can put me in there. You can put you in there. When you have a need, you can say, his name. Excuse me. His name. There goes that Bobby Brady. His name, through faith in his name, has made this man whole. Excuse me. All right, I'll get there. Just bear with me. Praise the Lord. I'm glad we have the name of Jesus. His name. They didn't have commas in there, but that's where they should be. I put them in. His name. His name. I noticed that Eddie, in her Hebrew Bible translation, of course, we know the name is Yahshua. It's Yahshua. Joshua means the Lord saves. But for us Okies who grew up reading the King James Bible, Jesus is good enough for me. It's the name that I call on. And God knows that in every language that they're calling on his name in a different language, but he knows that they are calling on the name. Amen. So for us, we're just going to say Jesus this morning. Is that all right with you? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's been times in my life where I've had accidents, painful accidents, tragedies. I always go to that name. I always go to that name. You know, if you cut your finger or smash your finger with a hammer or run into a wrench with your eye, which I've done, I fall to the ground and Carolyn said to me, "Do you know what you were saying?" I said, "I was probably saying Jesus." She said, "You're right. It's the name we call on. It is the life preserver in the sea of life. His name. And not just the name, through faith in his name makes me and you whole, makes you and me strong." Are you weak this morning? I have the answer. The answer to the test is Jesus. His name, through faith in His name. Now let's look at a few of these verses here. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. The angel said, "And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." There's salvation in that name. And of course, on down in verse 25, Joseph did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Now notice the first person who ever spoke the name of Jesus was the angel when he said, "Call his name Jesus." And then Joseph, you know, you don't hear a lot about Joseph, but Joseph was a righteous man. He was Mary's husband. He was a very righteous and a holy man. He obeyed the angel. He didn't know his wife until she brought forth. And so the second person recorded is Joseph saying his name is Jesus. Amen. And so there is salvation in that name. In the sea of life, when sins are around us and attached to us, when we mean to do right and we do wrong, when we stick our foot in our mouth, when we say things we shouldn't, and the devil brings condemnation on us, we just call on Jesus. His name is His assignment. His name means Savior. He will save us from our sins. And though your sins be as scarlet, in and by and through the name of Jesus, they are made white as snow. Aren't you glad that we can walk into the presence of God as pure as white snow because of Jesus this morning? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Matthew 12:21, in His name shall the Gentiles trust. Woo! Glory to God! That's Okies. That's us. Amen? I don't know how to speak Hebrew. I wasn't born in one of the 12 tribes of Israel. I'm not part of the commonwealth of the house of Israel, but through Jesus I've been grafted into the tree. Through Jesus I've been given the same privileges of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And it is the name that transcends genealogy and pedigree. It is the name that opens the door to pagan, godless humanity outside of the Jewish heritage. In His name, the Gentiles trust. Glory to God. Praise God. All right, you stinking devil, get out of my throat. I think he's mad because I'm saying Jesus so many times. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. John 1:12, but as many received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that think on His name. No, even to them that believe on His name. Amen. I don't just say the name of Jesus, I believe on the name of Jesus. And to those that believe on the name of Jesus, I'm not just saved, I'm not just grafted into the tree, I'm inherited into the family, amen? I'm not a stepchild, I'm a son. I'm not a distant cousin, I'm a son. I'm not just on the outside of the family, I'm on the inside of the family. I have the heritage and lineage an inheritance of the King. My big brother is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I am a son of God through the name of Jesus. I have put my faith and trust in that name this morning. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When we are there 100 years, when we are there 1,000 years, when we are there 10,000 years, we will still be sons of God by and through Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm glad I'm a son. Hallelujah. John chapter 20, verse 31. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name. And you might say, well, Brother Roger, isn't that the same thing? You know what? It's not. I've known a lot of Christians that look like they've been baptized in lemon juice. You know, I was thinking about the whole issue of, I don't know why I can't get past the fig leaves and fur coats thing, but I was thinking about the whole issue of fig leaves, which is religion, is that, you know, when you meet religious people, they're not content with the fig leaves that they have put together. They want you to put fig leaves on you. And if you're not religious like them, they will try to put their religious spirit on you. They will say what you need to do and not do and all of these entrapments, right? And that's why they're so miserable, because they're living a religious life. But in, through, and by the name of Jesus, I have life abundantly. Remember that old hymn? More abundantly, more abundantly. Aren't you glad we have life more abundantly in Him? It's more than just living, it's life, abundant life, joy unspeakable life. Heaven came down and joy filled my soul life. It is in and through and by His name that we have abundant life. Amen. I'm glad that through Jesus I have life this morning. Life worth living. Joy unspeakable. I don't get up in the morning and say, good Lord, morning. I get up and say, good morning, Lord. What do we got today, Lord? Where are we going today? What can I do for you today? Jesus, 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 Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hebrews 3:15. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Yes, that's why we worship the Lord. That's who we worship. That's the name that we worship. Giving thanks to His name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When we say praise the Lord, it's not the Lord Darth Vader, it's the Lord Jesus. When we say praise the Lord, we're giving thanks unto His name, Jesus Christ, Lord of Lords. And so we say, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Praise God, thank you, Jesus. Let's just take a minute to thank Jesus this morning. Did you wake up this morning? Or is there air in your lungs this morning? Right? Did you have enough gas to get to church this morning? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just praise you right now, giving praise and thanks unto your name, Jesus. Your name, Lord. When we first heard your name, Lord, we believed. And by believing, we have life. And by believing, we have inheritance. And by believing, we have salvation. And we just want to give praise and thanks unto the name of Jesus. We know, Lord, that when we begin to praise the name of Jesus, demons begin to tremble. We know when we begin to praise the name of Jesus, hell begins to shake. We know when we begin to praise the name of Jesus, sickness begins to flee. We know when we begin to praise the name of Jesus, power begins to be released by the unction of the Holy Spirit. And when we praise the name of Jesus, we can walk on water. We can cast out demons. We can raise the dead because Jesus lives on the inside. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's give Him praise for who He is and what He's done. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm glad I came to church this morning. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. You know, His name is on every page of the Bible. Oh, it's hidden, but it's still Jesus. You know what Chuck Misler said? He said, anybody that can't preach Jesus from the Old Testament is not much of a preacher. In Genesis, He's the Creator. Abel's lamb, Noah's ark, Abraham's ram, Isaac's well, Jacob's ladder, and Joseph's dream. That's just in Genesis. In Exodus, He's the tabernacle and the priesthood. In Leviticus, He's the Palestinian covenant. In Numbers, He's the cloud by day and the fire by night. Jesus is on every page. In Deuteronomy, He's the apple of His eye. In Joshua, He's the scarlet thread. Here it is again. In Judges, He's the jawbone of an ass. I'm going to mess this up, so bear with me. I'm sure I'm missing some. In Esther, He's the feast of Purim. In 1st, 2nd Samuel, He's the sweet singer of Israel. 1st and 2nd Kings and 1st and 2nd Chronicles, He's the temple and the holy of holies. In Ezra and Nehemiah, is restoration. In Job, He's patience. In Psalms, he's the poet, the shepherd, and the choir. Proverbs, he's wisdom. In Ecclesiastes, he's the preacher. In Jeremiah, he's the balm of Gilead. In Ezekiel, he's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. In Isaiah, his name is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. In Hosea, he's the regather of Israel. In the minor prophets, he's the soon and coming king. In Matthew, he is the king. In Mark, he's the savior. In Luke, he's the man. And in John, he's God. In Acts, he's the Holy Ghost. In Romans, he's grace. 1 and 2 Corinthians, he's Christian doctrine. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, he's sound doctrine. In Hebrews, he's our great high priest. In 1 and 2 Peter, he's the precious blood. 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, he's love. Oh, I forgot James. In James, he's the healer. In Jude, he's the original faith. In Revelations, he's the seven seals, the seven trumpets, the woman clothed with the sun, the hallelujah chorus, the new Jerusalem, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And I'm just getting started. I'm not talking about a man. I'm talking about God. To whom is the arm of the Lord extended? He shall grow up as a root out of dry land. There is no comeliness of form that we should desire him. But he was bruised for our iniquities. He was wounded for our iniquities. Bruised. I'm messing that up. There is no form of comeliness we should desire him, but we esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we're healed. All we like sheep went astray, and the Lord laid on Jesus the iniquity of us all. I'm glad that I have the name of Jesus this morning, aren't you? Going back to our text in Acts 3:16, in his name and through faith in his name has made this man strong. We have healing in the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus. There's a story that Smith Wigglesworth told about a group of Christians who went to pray for someone who was sick. And they knocked on the door, and the wife let them in, and they gathered around this man's bed, and they laid hands on him. They began to pray, and they began to pray, and they prayed. And pretty soon, after a while, there was no change, and they got a little discouraged. And so they ended the prayer, and they went outside. And this is back when Christians expected people to be healed when they prayed. and they were kind of confused why the Lord didn't heal them. And finally, one of them said, "Let's go back in and invoke the name of Jesus." And they went back in and they gathered back around his bed. And they just began to whisper that name. Jesus. 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 Pretty soon they felt the Holy Spirit. Jesus. They got a little louder. Jesus. 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 And all of a sudden they felt the power of God. And that man began to shout. And his fever broke and God healed him. Lord, let us speak your name more. There is power to heal in the name of Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. Luke 24:47. And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. You see, the name of Jesus should be the object of our preaching. Amen. We're not advertising a church. We're preaching a name. We're not promoting a religion, we're preaching the name. And that repentance and remission should be preached among the nations of the world, beginning in Jerusalem, in his name. You know, when we go in the name of Jesus, we need not fear man, because the name of Jesus is higher. The Bible says that every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. If someone mocks you or ridicules you for speaking that name, it's just a matter of time until they bow their knee to the name of Jesus. Every knee will bow, every tongue confess. So the name of Jesus should be the object of our preaching. Amen. How many of you guys are ready to go out of here this morning and proclaim Jesus to the world? Hallelujah. It is the name. It is the only name. Praise the Lord. Where do you go to church? Let me tell you about Jesus. Well, what do you believe in? Do you believe in baptism? Do you believe in baptism in the Holy Spirit? Let me tell you about Jesus. Well, you know, what about healing? Do you guys believe in healing? Let me tell you about Jesus. You know what? I think that every argument can be answered with, let me tell you about Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Acts 4:17. The Pharisees said that it spread no further among the people. Let us straitly threaten them that they speak henceforth no more in this name. Glory to God. You know, every time the world tries to stop the church from preaching Jesus, we get stronger. There's just something in the stubborn heart of a Christian that just makes you want to preach it a little louder when someone says you can't do that. Tell me I can't do it. I answer to Him. I answer to the King. I answer to the name. So there is persecution in His name. I laughed at this because, and I'm sure you guys remember the story, so I will give an abbreviated response, but when I was in the Air Force and first got saved, I was selected for senior airman below the zone, and they had these practice boards before we went to the regular board, and I began to talk about sin and Jesus, and they said, well, it's good that you talk about your church, but you shouldn't talk about that other stuff. We don't want to hear that. And so I went to the second practice board, and afterwards I did the same thing. And afterwards, this master sergeant, his name was Freeman, saw me in the hall, and he said, Airman Jones, we told you not to talk like that. And I said what Peter said in this passage, how can we but speak the things we've seen and heard? And I used to make those guys so mad, it'd make them crazy. But you know what? If you speak the name of Jesus, He will have your back. He will have your back. And then we read in Acts 5:41, and they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy. Excuse me. To suffer shame for the name. They departed rejoicing. You know, one of the big lies the devil will tell you is that it's safe to be quiet. He's a liar. The safest place you can be is right in the middle of what God's doing. It is a praiseworthy thing to suffer for His name. Hallelujah. And finally, 1 John 2:21. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven you for His name's sake. Now, I know we've already talked about forgiven sins, but I wanted to close with this. Come on up, Nola. I wanted to close with this because sometimes the devil likes to point out our weaknesses. And in the process of doing that, we begin to look at our weaknesses instead of Jesus. Anytime the devil can get your eyes off Jesus, he's won. But notice that it is not for your sake, it is for His name's sake. You may be the biggest failure as a Christian that ever walked planet Earth. But it's not just your reputation, it's His that's at stake. And no matter what you do or where you go or how deep you may go in sin, there is no sin that He can't forgive. And He will do it for His own name's sake, regardless of your weakness. And I think that's good news, don't you? Hallelujah. Let's all stand. Hallelujah. I want to go back to our text. His name, through faith in His name, has made this man strong. And if you're here this morning and you have a weakness in any area of your life, be it physical, spiritual, emotional, whatever it may be, we can leave here saying this passage, His name, through faith in His name, has made me strong. I like that, don't you? It should be our verse of the day, our mantra of the week, what we quote in the midst of whatever we may face, be it, again, emotional, physical, financial, whatever the case may be. Maybe the devil has been picking on you. His name, through faith in His name, has made me strong. Can I get you guys to all just come forward here a little bit? I'm not going to embarrass you. Let's just make a line. I know how the devil works, and I know every one of us fight him on a daily basis to some degree or another. So let's just make a line. Grab a hand or put your hand on the shoulder of someone next to you, and let's pray for one another, shall we? Come on up. Come on, let's just pray for one another. Let's quote that scripture. Quote that scripture. Nola, you can't very well play and grab a hand, but I'll come up and pray with you. Come on, Lord, come on in the middle of the line here with us. There you go. Thank you, thank you. There you go. You can stretch out a hand. That's good, that's good. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, that mighty name, we pray for the person on each side of us right now. We pray that faith in that name will make them strong. We say our verse today, that name, through faith in His name, has made me strong. Say that with me. That name, through faith in that His name, has made me strong. I have power over the devil. I have power over temptation. I have power over fear, depression, discouragement, illness. That name, through faith in that name, has made me strong this morning. I have more power than the devil because I am invoking that matchless name of Jesus this morning. I am healed. Thank you, Lord. I am whole. I am strong. I am spiritual. I am godly. I'm an overcomer. I have what I need to live the glorious Christian life and not fear anything in my life. That name, through faith in that name, has made us strong.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Come on, let's give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory, 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 glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm praying for my sis this morning. Father, we just thank you for Miss Nola. We thank you that name, through faith in that name, has made her strong. In Jesus' name,
amen,
amen, amen. Nola, I found a new way of living. Remember that? I found a new way of living. I found a new life divine. I have the fruit of the Spirit. I'm abiding, abiding in the vine. Abiding in the vine, abiding in the vine. Love, joy, health, peace, He has made these mine. I have prosperity, power, and victory, abiding, abiding in the vine. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what I've been singing today? This morning, yesterday? It's a Christmas song. Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful name. Remember that? Jesus, Jesus. I don't know. I'm probably not doing it justice. All right. Well, praise the Lord. God bless you guys. Thank you for coming, and thanks again for your prayers. Man, I feel better already. My voice even sounds better. Power in that name.